We're going to start here on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, but first let's just review on the very bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yossi, how could it be that the Gova Mizbech was Eser Amos when the Pasuk says in Shmos V'eschotzer HaChotzer Mea Amo V'koma Chamesh Amos? So clearly the Gova is explicitly 5 Amos. According to you, Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach was higher up than the Chatzer. Efshar Kohen Omer Al Gabi Mizbeach Avodah B'Yodo V'chol Ha'om Ron Oso B'chutz. There's a tznius here that we need in the Avodah. How could it be that the Kohen is standing on the Mizbeach? He's doing the Avodah and everybody sees him from the outside. So Rabbi Yossi, in response to this question, Rabbi Yehuda says, how can you tell me that the goal for the Mizbeach was only 3 Amos, and the goal for Kloya Chotzer was 5 Amos, and only 5 Amos? Halok Var Nemar, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ves Kalia Chotzer, Ves Masach Shara Chotzer, Shal Mishkan Val Mizbeach. This Pasuk has a hekesh between the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. Both were surrounded by Kloyim. And we should dash in Ma Mishkan. The Mishkan was Mukaf Kloyim, surrounded by walls the height of which was Eser Amos. Is Af Mizbech Eser Amos? The Omer in the Pasuk also says, Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amo El HaKotev, which literally translates as at the shoulder, HaKotev. Again, this Pasuk at the end of Shmos describes the what we call the curtains on one hand, on one side of the entrance into the Chatzer. And Rabbi Yossi understands that it means that part of the curtains, by extension, the entire Chatzer that was 15 amos high. Rabbi Yehuda understands the Pasuk is referring to the Rochav of this section, from the Pesach, from the entering into the corner of the Chatzer, which is only 15 amos. Now again, to review what we saw earlier on Nun Tes Amud Beis, the Megar explains how the different dimensions of the Mizbeach of Yechezkel were measured from the center, of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, do we have a clear-cut indication, a derivation in the Pasuk, in Yechezkel? And the Gemara had quoted a Pasuk, V'Hariel Shtemesre Amo. Ariel is the site of the Marach, of the fire, and it was 12 Amos, the Orech in length, 12 Amos in width, L'chol Ruach. And we learned already in the Braisa that the Ariel was 12 Amos in every direction from the center. And based on this, you might have asked, well, maybe it's 12 al 12 totally, total dimensions, but Kshuomer El Arba Al Bas Revav, since the Pasuk says on its four corners, this teaches us Sheba Emtsa Humo, that he measures from the center. Now, how does Rabbi Yossi deal with the Gzeres Shava, which Rabbi Yehuda had quoted earlier? And the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yossi holds that this Gzeres Shava is only as far as the height of the Mizbeach HaChitzon is concerned. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda understood that it's not only the height, but it's also the length and the width. And this, the Gemara proves with a Braisa that says, V'sholosh Amos Komoso, with regard to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Pasuk tells us that the height was three amos. Dvarm kiksav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we take this literally, that it was 3 amos high. So it means that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the top of the Mizbeach, we're not talking about the Kronos of Mizbeach, was 3 amos from the ground. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it says Ravua, with regard to the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says it was square. This is a pasuk that says, Ama Orko V'Ama Roch Bo Yir Ravua V'Ama Saim Komaso. And since in both cases, in both psukim, it says the word, the same word, we use it for a gzeirah shavah. And this gzeirah shavah is going to teach us that just like in the case of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the gova was twice the size of the orech, so too, we're going to say, Afkan Pishnaim Biorko, with regard to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the height was double the size of its length. And since the length was 5 amos, its height was 10 amos. The Gemara later on is going to explain how Rabbi Yossi interprets the pasuk that states that the Mizbeach HaChitzon was only 3 amos high. But here he's saying that the height was 10 amos. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yossi, how can you tell me that the Mizbeach HaChitzon was 10 amos high when the pasuk says in Shmos Chav Zayin, the es orech hachatzer mea ba'am of a koma chamesh amos, clearly indicating that the curtains that surrounded the chatzer were only 5 amos high, not 10 amos high. And not only that, it comes out that according to you, Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach was above the curtains that surrounded it, and that, as we said before, is a problem of tzdius. The Torah would not want the avodah performed publicly where any passerby could see it. So Rabbi Yossi defended himself by rejecting Rabbi Yehuda's premise that the kloyim, that the curtains were only 5 amos high. Amalo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says that it already says in a pasuk in Shmot, in Bamidbar, it says Ves kloy hachotzer ves masach pesach shar hachotzer shar al mishkam al mizbeach saviv. So the curtains, the kloyim, were at least as high as the mishkam, which was 10 amos high. The Mishkan was constructed of various kroshim that were 10 amos long each keresh and stood upright. So the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Ma Mishkan Eser Amos. The Mishkan required that the curtain surrounding it would be at least 10 amos high. Is Af Mizbeach Yud Amos. So to the Mizbeach must have been 10 amos high. The Omer. And in fact it says, Kloim Chamesh Esrei Oma alha kotev, and this pasuk clearly teaches us that the kloyim were at least 15 amos high. So again, as we said earlier, Rabbi Yossi answers Rabbi Yehuda's objection because the curtains of the courtyard of the chotzer were 15 amos high. That was tall enough to screen any avoda that was done on the Mizbeach. Umatam alomer he amos. So now we have a problem. Why does it say 5 amos in the pasuk in Shmos? And the answer is misfas Mizbeach ulamala. That this year of 5 amos was, that the Mizbeach itself was 10 amos, the kloyim were 15 amos, they were taller from the Sfas HaMizbeach 5 amos. So you take the measurement from the upper edge of the Mizbeach, from there and up, and therefore the kloyim of the chotzer were extended 5 amos above the Mizbeach, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach was 10 amos high and the kloyim were 15 amos high. Now Rabbi Yossi has to explain the pasuk that we cited early in this braisa, which seems to contradict his position that the Mizbeach was 10 amos high. Umatam alomer v'shalosh amos komaso misfas sovev ulamal. That measurement is from the upper edge of the sovev, that's the band of the Mizbeach. This was a decorative band that was 1 amah high. It's called a karkov, and it surrounded the Mizbech at a height of 6 amos above the ground. And the 3 amos mentioned in the Pasuk is the distance between the lower edge of this band and the upper surface of the Mizbech. And the Kronos would take up the 10th amma from the ground. The Gemara now reiterates how Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Ravua for Gzeres Shava. Rabbi Yehuda, what's his opinion regarding Ravua? Ki Gamir Gzeres Shava Berachba Huda Gamir. He uses the Gzeres Shava with regard to the Rochav, the width of the Mizbeach. The Gemara now raises a question: how could Rabbi Yehuda himself resolve this difficulty that he raised against Rabbi Yossi Zvu'ul? Rabbi Yehuda Hokamishazi Kohen, the Kohen who's doing the avod on the Mizbeach can be seen, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was 3 amos, the curtains were 5 amos high. If a Kohen is 3 amos tall and he stands on the Mizbeach, his head will be above the Kloim. So Gemara answers, Nehi the Kohen Mizchazi avod diyodo lo Mizchazi. The head of the Kohen can be seen from the outside, but not the avod itself that was done in his hand. The Gemara now raises a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, we can understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who maintains the position that Shlomo was Makadesh, the Ritzpah of the Chotzer, in order that we should be able to be Makriv, all the Karbonos, the myriad of Karbonos, on the Ritzpah. Hainu Dechsiv Kidesh, that's what it means, that the Pasuk says that Shlomo Melch was Makadesh El Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, he says that Shlomo Melch didn't have to be Makadesh the Ritzpah, but there was plenty of room for all the Karbonos on top of the Mizbech. My Kidesh, what does it mean? He sanctified. And the Gemara answers, Lahamid Ba Mizbech. He was Makadesh the Azara, meaning the Ritzvah Azara, in order to build a Mizbech on the Azara. Lahamid Ba Mizbech. And even though the Gemara back on Daf Chav Dalet says that David HaMelech was Makadish the Azara, that was the sugya of if the Kohen is standing on an Evan and the Evan was Nekro Mimkomo, how far was David's Kidesh? So here we have a discussion from Rav Soloveitchik in which the Rav, our Rebbe, says that there are 2 dinim in Kiddush. One din as far as Beis HaBechir is concerned, that took place and was effectuated by David. Another Kiddush for Beis HaMikdash, and that was Shlomo's Kiddush. The Gemara now says, Bishlema l'Rabbi Yossi. I can understand according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Katan Mehechil is not referring to the Mizbeach of Shlomo, the Mizbeach Havona, but rather to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we had on the Gemara before on Daf Nun Tesam in Beis. Is Hainu Dixiv Katon? The word Katon is a reference to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Now, as Pashas, the Kavonas HaPosuk, is that this Mizbeach which Moshe Rabbeinu erected was Katon, as it says in the Poskim Malachim, Ki Mizbeach HaNechoshes Shel Lifnei Hashem Katon Mehechel Sa'ola. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes is a reference to the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu erected. According to Rabbi Yossi, it makes sense. That's how he interprets the Pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Chotzer in order to set up a Mizbeach HaVonim, which would be larger than that of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe, in order to have enough space for the Olos. And that's because the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe was Katon Mehechil, El Rabbi Yehuda, who interprets the Pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Ritzvah, because his Mizbeach, meaning Shlomo's Mizbeach, was Katon, my Katon. How do you interpret the word katon, which is an adjective describing the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaVonim of Shlomo, was the one that was katon, the Mizbeach HaVonim of Shlomo. Hachi Kamar, here's how Rabbi Yehuda is going to interpret the Pasuk. Mizbeach HaVonim Sha'asa Shlomo Tachas Mizbeach HaNechoshes. It's referring, this word katon, not to the Mizbeach of Moshe, but to the Mizbeach of Shlomo, which replaced the Mizbeach of Moshe. So in other words, the Pasuk calls the Mizbeach HaAvonim Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it's a replacement of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And in fact, we find such a thing explicitly. The Pasuk calls the Mizbeach of Shlomo Melch Mizbeach HaNechoshes. In a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, it says, "Vayas Mizbach Nechoshes Esrim Ama Orko VeEsrim Ama Rochpo," and that's referring to the place where the Marocha was set up on the Mizbeach. Now, what comes out of this sugya is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have machlokes in four different dimensions. Number one. Why was Shlomo Makadish the Ritzpah Sazor? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was to be Makriv on the Ritzpah. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was to build the Mizbeach on the Ritzpah. Number two, what was the size of the Mizbeach of Moshe? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 amos square. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 5 amos square. Number three, what was the height of the Mizbeach of Moshe? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 3 amos high. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 10 amos high. And finally, what was the height of the Kaliach Hatzer, the curtains that surrounded the Azor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 5 Amos, according to Rabbi Yossi, 15 Amos. And their Machlokes really evolves from the fact that they have Machlokes about the Drosha, about the Gzeres Shava Ribua Ribua. Shall we darshan this Gzeres Shava Ribua Ribua from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the and the Gova of the Mizbeach, or from the Mizbeach of Yechezkel, as far as the Shetach, the surface of the Mizbeach. The Gova of the Mizbeach was 10 Amos, and therefore you'd have to say that the Kaliach Chotzer were 15 Amos. The actual Shetach of the Mizbeach was, as the simple Pshat in the Pasuk is, 5 on 5. And therefore, we have a proof that the Mizbeach of Shlomo had enough room for all the Karbonos. He didn't need to be Mekadesh the Ritzpah Sazora. That's one Shita. Or we have a Shetach of 10 on 10. And then it's possible to say that there wasn't enough room on the Mizbeach of Shlomo for all the Karbonos. And then we interpret the Pasuk Kipshuto that Shlomo had to be Mekadesh the Azara in Kedushas Mizbeach. And the height of the Mizbeach was Kipashtus HaPasuk Shalosh Amos and the Kaliach Chotzer Kipashtus HaKro were 5 Amos. So the Gemara asks, "B'mai Pligi?" What are they arguing about, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds that we should derive the Gzeir Shav Ribua Ribua from the Mizbeach Hazav, the inner Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we should derive the Mizbeach from Yechezkel. Marasav, Rabbi Yehuda holds Donin Chutz Michutz. We derive the Din of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which stood outside the Heichal, from the Mizbeach that Yechezkel prophesied would also be outside of the Heichal, the Eindon and Chutzmi Pnim, rather than to derive the Mizbach HaNechoshes that was outside of the Heichal from the Mizbach HaZov that was inside the Heichal. Umar Sov Rabbi Yossi holds, Donim Klimi Kli. The Mizbach HaNechoshes of Moshe should be equated to the Mizbach HaZov because both of them were Kalim, and therefore we should equate one to the other. V'ein Donim Kli Mi binyan, we should not derive the Mizbeach Nechoshes, which was a kli, from the Mizbeach that was mentioned in Yechezkel, which was built on the karka and had to be stationary, attached to the karka, that doesn't have the status of a kli. So again, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi over the Gzeres Shava, based on the word Ravua. Rabbi Yehuda uses that Gzeres Shava to connect the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe with the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Yechezkel, whereas Rabbi Yossi uses that Gzeres Shava to connect the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe with the Mizbeach HaZov HaPnimi of Moshe. And the Gemara says that on what point do they disagree? Rabbi Yehuda holds that we should equate two mizbechos hachitzonios rather than a mizbeach hachitzoni with a mizbeach hapnimi, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that no, we should equate a kli with a kli rather than a kli with a binyan. So Rabbi Yossi therefore preferred to derive through this gezeirah shavah the dimensions of the mizbeach hachitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a kli, it was portable, it was movable, from the mizbeach hapnimi of Moshe, which was also a kli, rather than from the mizbeach hachitzon of Yechezkel, which was kavua b'mkova, which is in karka, and was not a kli, it was a fixed structure. So again, just to summarize the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, number one, the ritzpah of the chutz, Rabbi Yehuda maintains that it was sanctified so that they could be makir the karbonis on the ritzpah, burn the karbonis on the ritzpah itself, and there wasn't enough room on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi holds, on the other hand, that the karbonis could not be burned on the ritzpah sazara, and the kiddush of Shlomo was for the mizbeach itself. Number two, there's a machlokas here about the area of the mizbeach hachitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the horizontal, we'll call it the horizontal as opposed to the vertical, not the gova, but the horizontal area. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 amos square. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was only 5 amos square. Then there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, about the height vertically of the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only 3 amos begova, but again, the head of the Kohen might have popped up above the Kohen, but his Yadayim and his Avodah was below. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was only 9 amos. Again, all these midos exclude the Karnos HaMizbeach, which was 1 amah high. And finally, the height of the kloyim around the chatzer of Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Mishkan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was 5 amos. According to Rabbi Yossi, was 15 amos. And all these four different dimensions of machlokes emanate from one nekuda, and that is how to define the gzeres shava based on the word ravua. According to Rabbi Yossi, the gzeres shava teaches that the mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos high. And number one, as a result, the pasuk is describing the klayim of the chatzer as only 5 amos high, and that cannot be taken literally because the top of the mizbeach would be exposed. So therefore, the curtains were 15 amos high, the klayim. And furthermore, since the gzeiras shava is not relevant to the dimensions, the horizontal dimensions of the mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi therefore can stick to the Pshut El Shemikra, which says that the top of the mizbeach was 5 amos square, which led Rabbi Yossi to question the Pshut El Shemikra of the pasuk that seems to indicate that Shlomo Melech was Makadesh the Ritzpah Sazara, because since the mizbeach of Moshe was only 5 amos square, and yet it was able to consume on a daily basis over 1,000 olos, then it must be that the mizbeach of Shlomo was certainly, in the ratio, large enough to consume the hundreds of thousands of karbonos that were brought on the day of the Chanukah Samizbeach. There was no need, therefore, for Shlomo to be Mekadesh the Ritzpah Zorah. But in contrast, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gzeirah Shava teaches us that the mizbeach of Moshe was 10 amos square. And this leads to the following two conclusions. Number one, since the Gzeir Shav is not relevant to the Gova of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yehuda is not compelled, therefore, to reject the Pshut El Shalmikah, which says that the Mizbeach was 3 amos high. And the verse, the Pasuk, which says that the Kloim were 5 amos high, can also be taken at Pshut El Shalmikah. And also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos square, Then it comes out that the Mizbech of Shlomo was only 11 times large, and therefore would be too small for the total volume of Karbonos that were brought on that Mizbech, that were meant to be brought on that Mizbech, for the Chanukah of Mizbech. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Shlomo Melech was Makadish, the floor, the Ritzpah, for the purpose of the Karbonos. And now we're up to Amar Rava. The Gemara now comes back and brings the statement of Rava that was mentioned back on Nuntes Amit Aleph. Amar Rava, Rava said that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shlomo Melech, who's Makadish the Ritzvah, and gave it the status of a Kedushas Mizbeach for Hakrova, Moder Rabbi Yehuda Bedomim, that the Zrikas Adam would have to take place on the Mizbeach, not on the Ritzvah's Hazara. In other words, the Ritzvah's Hazara was not a place for the Zrika. Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, and this Braisa is brought in a different form in a Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Samach Dalid with regard to Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Efet Hayim Emale Midam Hatarovitz, that one of the Kohanim was in charge with the responsibility after the Shkita of all the Karbanos to fill up a vessel, a receptacle, with the mixture of dam that had fallen onto the Ritzpah Sazora, and it had a mixture of all the various Karbanos that were brought by the various Bailim during that heavy period of time on Yudalit B'Nisan in the afternoon, V'shofcha al Gav Mizbeach, and he would do a Shficha on one of the corners of the Mizbeach that had a Yisod, not the Kerem Mizrach HaStrongest, that didn't have a Yisod. And what was the purpose of this endeavor, of this enterprise, was She'im Yishofech Domo Shal Achas Me'em Nimtza Zemach Shira. So there was such a massive volume of Karbonos that the Kohanim had to do the Avoda in a great urgency, and it's very possible that there was a Shvichas Dam of one of the Karbonos, even though Kohanim are Zrizim Heim, but it's possible that they're working so Zoriz with such Mehirus and such speed that some of the Dam was Nishpach. Again, Nishpach, after it was accepted, it was received in a klisharis, because it was Nishpach straight from the animal's tzavar, then it's possible. In any event, the Karbon that didn't have a Zrika on the Mizbeach would be possible. And after all the Shechitos were done, this particular Kohen, his job was to gather up the dam from the Ritzpah and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that everyone, even he whose dam fell on the Ritzpah, would now be Mekayim the mitzvah Karban Pesach, and all the Karbonos would be kosher, and we would avoid the suffix that maybe there was a psul in any of the Karbonos. And this is all part of the Zrizus of the Kohanim, that after they were Makabal the Kli and the Dam HaNefesh, maybe some of them would fall on the floor, and it was okay, it was permissible to gather together the floor from the Ritzvah if it was Nishpach. Again, after it was Kabbalah B'Kli. The Chachamim in the Gemara Pesachim disagree with this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because they hold that this would not be a Takana, and the reason for that is only Dam HaNefesh, that's the first Dam that comes from the Tzavara Behem, is kosher for Shvich Al Gav Mizbeach. And after it was Nishpach on the Ritzpah, there's a Taroves with other Dam that came out of the animal's mouth, out of the animal's neck, subsequent to Dama Nefesh, not to Dama Rishon, and therefore we apply the din of Bittel. Rabbi Yud, on the other hand, holds, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam, in Bimino is Lo Bata. So now Rava asks the following. He says, Isal Kedaita, if you're going to go as far as to say that Sov Rabbi Yehuda, Kula Azara Mikdisha, that all the Ritzpah of the Azara had a Kedusha of Kedushas Mizbeach, even as far as Zrikas Dom is concerned, and this whole exercise was futile and unnecessary. Why would they have to set up this tikkun of gathering together the Dom, even if it was Nishpach on the Ritzvah Sazara, Hois Abdile Mitzvasa, the Mitzvah was Mekuyam, to pour the dam on the Mizbeach, because the Mitzvah had the same identical din as the Mizbeach. We must therefore, says Rava, conclude that even according to Yehuda, who maintains that there was a Kiddush of the Azor for Sreifas HaKarbonos, he also admits that as far as the Zrika of the Karbon, you needed the Mizbeach itself, and not the Ritzvah's HaZor. So the Gemara rejects, or objects, I should say, to Rava's proof. Vidilma, perhaps, Enochinami, the Ritzvah, the Azorah, was suitable, was Re'uyel, was Rikas Hadam. Why did Rabbi Yehuda require this Tikkun of the Korban Pesach? Mishum de Kosovar, Shvicha Mikoach HaOdom Ve'inon. Now, the chash here is that Rabbi Yehuda is worried about the fact that there was a Shvichas Hadam B'toz, without a mental intention, a deliberate intention, and that's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of shvicha. And the Gemara rejects that and says, no, in Kain Nishkalei, what he could do is collect the dam from the ritzpah, v'nishpachle, v'nashpichle, aduchte, and then pour it back in the same place on the ritzpah. Why do you have to do the shvicha mikoch adam on the mizbeach? Let him do the shvicha mikoch adam on the ritzpah sazor, which had the sanctity of Kedushas mizbeach. What's the language of Rabbi Yehuda? Quote, v'shovcho al gabi mizbeach. Why'd it have to be al gabi mizbeach? Rather, we have to conclude, as Rava did, that the Shvichas Adam has to be done on the mizbeach and not on the Ritzvah Sazora. The Gemara now asks v'dilma, but perhaps Rabbi Yehuda required the Shvichas mizbeach rather than the Ritzvah, mishum deba'inon mitzvah min amuvchar. Perhaps this was just a mitzvah of bina muvchar to be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. Enochinami, there was a possibility to be machshir the korban with the zrika on the ritzpah, but if he had the choice, then he would prefer to do the zrika on the mizbeach itself. That's a mitzvah muvcheres to be zorek on the mizbeach. Now the reason why that would be a mitzvah and a muvchar is because the Kedushas Ritzvah came from the koach of the Kedushas HaMizbeach. It's sort of like a secondary Kedusha. And again, you might ask, well, the Gemara didn't have to reject this premise from the beginning. Hold on just a second. Well, couldn't it have originally use this as a dechia, because if you're going to say it's avdilei mitzvasa, then there would be no need to be zorik on the mizbeach because he was already makayim the mitzvah's nigma. Now that the Gemara has established that perhaps according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need shvichas koach ha'adam, mikoach ha'adam, and when he collects the dam from the ritzpah, he still is before he has achieved the mitzvah. Now you could say and reject Rava by saying that maybe Rabbi Yehuda never had a suffix about Shvicha al Makom beritzvah, because certainly he could be Makayim the mitzvah, but he wanted to do a mitzvah min amuvchar. And this leads us to an analysis of a Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Nuntes Amid Aleph, that there's no Shchitas Kodshim as long as the Mizbech is Pogum. And the Gemara now adds another dimension to this discussion of Mizbech Pogum, and that is Achilas Kodshim. Omer Rabbi Lozar, Mizbech Shenifgam, if the Mizbech is damaged, it has a nick on it, then Ein Ochlim Begino Shiori Mincha. As a result of this Pogam, we're not permitted to eat the remaining portion of the Shi'oriya Mincha. A Mincha consists of Kemach, or what we call unleavened cake. So it's either flour or unleavened cake. And it's Kodshik Kodshim. And part of it is taken through Kmitza and burnt on the Mizbeach. The remainder is eaten by the Kohanim. Rabbi Lazar is now establishing that this remainder, which is normally eaten by the Kohen, cannot be eaten while there's a defect in the Mizbeach. Shenemar, because it says in the Parsha of Karban Mincha. We'll read the pasuk in Vayikra Yud. It says, "Kchu es ha-mincha noseres mi'ishe Hashem v'ichluha matzos etzel ha-mizbeach." And we could ask the question, was there a mitzvah achila dafka samach l'mizbeach? In other words, the shulchan was near the mizbeach. I'm sorry. The language of etzel mizbeach sounds v'pashas to mean samach l'mizbeach mamish, and it doesn't include the entire azara. Actually, if you look at Masechta Tomid on Daf Chav Chesem and Beis, we derive the iser of making achsajros of eights in the entire Azara from what it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sate, Lo Sita Lecha, Asher Kalates Eitz al Mizbach Hashem. It means the entire Azara is considered Eitz al Mizbach Hashem. Okay, that's a problem. But in any event, is there a mitzvah Vachila Dafka Samach L'Mizbeach? After all, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Vav, Mitzvah Matzos Tochel B'Bokom Kadosh B'Chatzor Olmod Yachlu, meaning in all the Azara. El, it must be that Etzlo has to be interpreted as Begino, meaning that the Achilas Mincha depends upon the Mizbeach, and the Pasuk is coming to tell you that the Mincha can only be eaten Bizman Shehu Sholem. When the Mizbeach is Sholem, it's not defective. Velo Bizman Shehu Chatzer, Shehu Chatzer, as opposed to when it's deficient. And after the mitake in the mizbeach, Tosa says that it would still be also bachil because of the din of dichui that we discussed yesterday. Tosin bab metzia on the other hand holds that chozim lios mutarim bachila because the din of dichui, which was formulated back on daf nun tes, was only a dichui from avoda, but not a dichui from achila. The Gemara now clarifies from whence do we derive the conclusion of that to equate mincha with all other karbonos, all other kachi kachim at least. Ashkechan, we have a pasuk for shiari mincha, but what about the rest, the balance of kachi kachim, which have a part that's eaten by zichrei kunin the azara, and that's chatos and asham, also shalmei tzibur. And the lechem aponim is also a karbon ola, and it has a mincha, and there's also a minchas kohen. All of these are kachi kachim. However, in the case of minchas kohen as an ola, it's kulei kola mizbech, so there's no chelik anechal. That wouldn't be relevant. So the Gemara asks now, minolan, how do we know that if the mizbech is pogum, then these kachim cannot be eaten in the Azara? Asya, the Gemara says that there is a gzeres shava called Kodesh. That in Mincha it says, Ki Kodesh Kodashim Hu, or Hish actually is. And in other kachim it says Kodesh as well. In Chatas, for example, or in Asham, in Vayikra Vav, in Vayikra Zayin, or in Shalmei Tzibur, Vayikra Chav Gimel, Lechem Aponim, in Vayikra Chav Dalet. All these say Kodesh, and this is a Gzeres Shava. That's how Rashi learns it. The Shidim Gubetzes understands that Kodesh is one Gers, but there's another Gers of Kodesh Kadoshim, in which case the Gemara has a slightly different intention. It means that since the pasuk from which we derive that you can't eat the mincha when the mizbeach is pogum, it says ki kodesh kadoshim hi, and it sounds like the cause that's goring this halacha in the Yisra Achil is because it's kodesh kodeshim, therefore all kodesh kodeshim share the same Yisra that you can't do the achila when the mizbeach is pogum. So the Gemara asks, okay, that's as far as Kodshei Kodshim is concerned, but Kodshim Kalim, for example, Shlomim, Toda, El, Nozir, Bechor, Maser, Behema, Korban Pesach. How do we know that with regard to these Korbanos, which are Nechal, not only to Kohanim, but also to Yisraelim, how do we know the din of eating them in Yerushalayim is limited, is conditional on the fact that the Mizbeach is Sholim? Minayin, how do we know in Kodshim Kalim that if the Mizbeach is Pogum, then there's no possibility of a heter achila. The sanya, now the Gemara is going to say, Asya midrashas, Rabbi Yossi has a drasha in a brisa. But before we get to that drasha, Rabbi Yossi, let's just mention that Tosis Dima Maskel Kodshim asks, why does the Gemara have to work hard to find the source for Kodshim Kalim? Why don't we learn it, derive it from the din that all korbanos have a hekesh? We've discussed this on many occasions. The pasuk in Vayikra Zayin says, "Zos Torah liola lemincha lechatos leshlamim lemiluim lezevach hashlamim," and therefore we should derive from that hekesh that all the dinim that apply to kodshei kodshim that are mentioned here should apply also to kodshim kalim. Again, the question is whether or not this hekesh can be used to derive the halacha of isra achila b'shosh ha-mizbeach pogum, which is mentioned in the pasuk as far as korban ola is concerned. But on the other hand, ola is kulei kolil; it doesn't have a nechal at all. So what hekesh to ola would be meaningful? But maybe it means that since the pasuk mentions mincha, chatas, and asham, etc., that's where the hekesh should come in. In any event, getting back to the brice of Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Dvarim, he said in the name of Mishum Shloshas Kenim, here we're turning to Samach Amid Beis, Vizeh Echad Mihem. And the Gemara here brings only the third one that's relevant to us, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Now again, these three dinim are brought, one in the name of Rabbi Akiva, one in the name of Shimon ben Zoma, and this third one in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. The one in the name of Rabbi Akiva is that a Bechor in Chutzot is not brought in the Mizbeach, but rather it's Nechal ben Mumo, and Aloch of Shimon ben Zoma in Tmura, or Shimon ben Azai, is that the Bechor is Chomer Mimasa Sheni, in terms of its man achila, but nevertheless we have a hekesh as far as makom achila is concerned. And just like the bechor is nechal only inside Yerushalayim, so ma'aser sheni has to be nechal only in Yerushalayim. Now we have Rabbi Yishmael, the third din, the third zaken. He says the following in the carbon of todah, which are malim ma'aser sheni li'ochel of Hashem Yerushalayim. Forget about todah. We're talking about the mitzvah of halos ma'aser sheni to eat it lifnei Hashem b'Yerushalayim, which is derived in Parshas Re'eh in Dvarim Yudalid from and applies to the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle after Hafrashas ma'aser sheni. Then we have to bring the ma'aser to Yerushalayim to eat a bitara. If it's too heavy, then we do a pigeon and bring up the mos in Yerushalayim, and there we eat the achila bitara that we buy from the mos ma'aser sheni. I might think that this mitzvah of bringing ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim and eating it there would apply even bizman hazeh in the absence of a beis hamikdash, because if we assume that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Kitshel Ashaita, Kitshel Liyosid Lava, was never Betela, then Zachiv to be Mafrish, Maisus, even Bizman Azeh. And the answer is no, we don't say that. Why Dinhu? We're going to derive in a Bamematzinu from Bechor. And again, Bamematzinu is one of the Midos Shatorin Idreshes for him. And in the Parsha of Bechor, Behemet Tahora, which he has to give to the Kohen, it's one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna. The Torah says in Bamidbar Yudches that only if the Behema Tahora, the kosher animal, doesn't have a mum, it's not blemished, and you shecht it in the Azorah, you do the Zrikas Adam and the Akhtar Seimurim, and the rest of the Basar is eaten by the Kohen in Yerushalayim like Kodshei Kodshim. And if it has a mum, then it's Mamono Shel Kohen, it's Nechal Kechulin, L'chol Adam, U'b'chol Makom. So Bechor is Ton Avos Mokom, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And Maaseh Sheni Ton Avos Mokom likewise requires bringing it to Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor is Eino Nechal Ela Bifnei Abayis, only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. The Gemara later on is going to derive this from a Pasuk. So there's no Achilas Bechor Bezman Hazeh without the Mikdash. It's Af Maaseh Eino Nechal Ela Bifnei Abayis. And the Gemara says that if you'll argue that we don't derive Bechor from Maaseh Sheni, because Mala Bechor Shekein Ton Matan Dom Vimur Magabim Mizbech Bechor is a regular karba with all the dinim of karba of the nesina of the damim on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's absolutely logical that it depends, it's contingent on the bias and the Mizbeach, and therefore that's not a source to derive any conclusion about Maaseh Sheni, which doesn't require Mizbeach. So Gemara says that's an incorrect svara, and there's no question that the Isra Achila, if there's no bias, doesn't depend upon Matan Domini Murim, because take a look at Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is that you bring the peros rishon, the first peros of the Shivas Aminim that ripened in the Sada to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen does the Tnufo together with the Bailim. The Bailim read the parasha of Mikra Bikurim and recite Vidu Bikurim. This is all in Parashas Ki Tavo and Dvarim Chavav. And then there's a din with regard to Bikurim Hanocha. Hanocha Lifnei HaMizbeach. Nerasur Vachila Lizorim. The Kohenim eat it in Yerushalayim. Is therefore, we're going to say that there's a Hochachia from the Bikurim, that Bikurim which don't require Matan Domim or Haktaras Imurim, and nevertheless they require the Harabayis, the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason for that is because the Pasuk says explicitly there in Kitov Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Again, what the status of Bikurim that were separated after the Churban Abayis, where they have any Kiddush or not, that's a different discussion. So the Gemara says, I'm still not happy about this. Why? We shouldn't derive anything from Bikurim, because Mala Bikurim Shekein to Unim Hanocha. Bikurim as opposed to Maaseh Sheni require Hanocha in the Azara Lifnei HaMizbeach. Okay, Hanocha Lifnei HaMizbeach. There may be a Shita that requires even on the Mizbeach, but anyway, we're holding now Lifnei HaMizbeach, and therefore we need a Beis HaMikdash that's obvious, because we need a Mizbeach, so therefore we need a Beis HaMikdash. So you can't derive anything from Bikurim or from Bechor, both of which require Azara and Mizbeach, and therefore they require Bayis. That has no impact on Maaseh Sheni, which has no relationship to the Mizbeach. Therefore, Bishmal concludes that this din cannot be derived from a Bame Matzinu. In other words, if we want to derive the din that Maaseh Sheni, Havas Maaseh Sheni Shalayim, has no application after Churban Abayis, then we have to find a different source for this, not a Bame Matzinu, because we had too many pirkas both from Bechor and Bikurim, but rather from a Hekesh. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk teaches us in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, Vahavesem Shama Oloseichem Vizivchechem, this is in Parashat Re'eh, Ves Masoseichem Ves Trumas Yedchem Venidrechem Venidvoseichem Vibachoros Bekarchem Vitzonachem. And the Gemara elsewhere in Shas actually quotes Rabbi Shmuel with a slightly different hekesh from a different pasuk in the same context. It says, "V'achalto lifnei Hashem l'kech v'mokam asher yivchar l'shakin shmo shom maaseh d'gonecha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha b'koros b'korcha v'tzonecha." In any event, in the pasuk there's a hekesh between maaser and bechor, because it says both maaserosechem and Bekoros Bekarchem in the same post, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Habayis, Af Maaseh Sheni Eino Elo Bifnei Habayis. And we have a rule of Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh. In other words, all the pirchos that we raised here, the objections that there's no analogy between Meiser and Bechor, that was in the context of a binyanav, but a hekesh is impervious to those pirchos. So this is the end of the quote of Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara wants to analyze his drasha and then come to some conclusion about Abaye, who derived that the halacha is that we don't eat kodshim talim at the time the mizbech is pogum. So originally, Rabbi Shmuel wanted to derive Maaser Sheni from a Bamematzinu of Bechor, and we raised the pircha that Bechor requires Matan Domim and Imurim, and then we quoted Bikurim, which doesn't require neither Matan Domim nor Bikurim, and then we asked the pircha from Bikurim, which requires Hanocha Lifnei HaMizbeach. So the Gemara asked, V'neheder Dina, why don't we have now a Tzad HaShoveh, and we can reject this pircha, counter this pircha? What are you going to tell me that Bikurim require Hanocha? Then we'll go back to Bechor, and Bechor Yoniyah, because there's no din of Hanocha. And then you'll tell me that Bechor is Eino Nechal El Bizman Abayis, because it requires Haktaras Imurim and Asinas Domim. So you'll say that the Chumra of Hanocha in the case of Bikurim is not the Gorim of the Chiv Achilu B'fnei Mizbeach, Menesi B'me'atzad. And we can derive Maaser Sheni from a B'me'atzad, the joint forces between Bechor and Bikurim together. In other words, each one, Bechor and Bikurim respectively, have a different Chumra. The Ein Chumrasa Shel Zeh Chumrasa Shel Zeh. The Tzad HaShoveh is that they require Havas Makom, and yet they're not Nechal, unless you have a Beis HaMikdash. So too, Maaser Sheni requires Havas Makom, and it cannot be eaten unless there's a bias. So why did Rabbi Shmuel need to reject this Bamematzinu, or this Tzad HaShoveh, as we call it, in favor of a Hekesh? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Dikol and Mifrath is a pirch that applies to both Bechor and Bikurim. Both of them are engendered and obligated by the Mizbeach. Bechor for Hakrovel Gabi Mizbeach, Bikurim for Anocha Lufnei HaMizbeach. Maaser Sheni has no Chovas Mizbeach at all, and therefore there's no basis for a derivation of Maaser Sheni from the joint partnership of Bechor and Bikurim. And now the Gemara is going to enter into an entire investigation of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because it would seem that Rabbi Shmuel is assuming, as a Dover Pashut, that Bechor is not Noeg Bizman HaZeh, whereas Maaser Sheni maybe is Noeg Bizman HaZeh. And Lechora, there's a Stira Mineu Bei. How could Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, assume that Bechor is not Noeg Bizman HaZeh, meaning Kitchel Shaitav Alo Kitchel Asid Lavo? And yet, with regard to Maaser Sheni, he maintains the possibility that Kitchri Shot of a Kitchel Asid Lavo, and Maaser Sheni was Noeg Bizman HaZeh without a din of Havas Makom. So that Emirat Hashem will pick up tomorrow. So we're stopping here on Daf Samach Amid Beis with the words Mai Kasovar, which is about 15 lines down from the top of the Omid.